Well, the outcome of the Ukrainian elections has seen life imitate art, with comedian Volodymyr Zelensky winning by a clear majority. He will have a lot on his plate once he's settled into the top job, including settling tensions between Ukraine and its neighbouring Russia. Kevin Suarez has more.
Comedian Volodymyr Zelensky's campaign to become president of Ukraine has ended with a landslide victory. The comic actor is most famous for his role on the political satire show Servant of the People, about a disillusioned teacher who also ran a successful campaign to become president of the nation. But where does he go from here? The political unknown did not set any definite policy ideas during his campaign against Petro Poroshenko, instead echoing his anti-corruption message from his series. Stefan Romaniu, the chairman of the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organizations, says time will tell what policies Zelensky will implement.
The incoming president has been a bit thin on detail, but in terms of what I think will happen is there are a number of issues, such as his position to Russian aggression in the east, the annexation of Crimea, national security, issues of reforms, anti-corruption. Once those things become clear, I think people will have a better understanding of what Zelensky stands for as the new president.
How was he able to score the top job? Experts point to voters' dissatisfaction with Ukraine's politicians, a sentiment Mr. Zelensky tapped into during his satirical series and later on during his campaign. Dr. Philip Slavesky, a research fellow at Deakin University, has more.
There are many reasons why someone like Zelensky can win in a presidential election. I think one of the deepest ones goes back over years of frustration at the failure to realise the expectations that the revolution would bring, exacerbated by the problems of war with Russia. So the situation was ready for someone else to come in. What's really surprising is that someone else is a comedian called Zelensky.
Zelensky campaigned to fight corruption with Ukraine's political world, but he may have difficulties keeping the promises he made during the campaign. Dr. Slavesky explains why.
He's going to be really hard-pressed in asking MPs in the government to go along with him when they have so much to lose, as is the nature of politics in this part of the world. They need to be involved in all of these incredibly corrupt schemes in order to, get into power and protect their power and the networks which keep them there. So it's okay to talk about getting rid of corruption and so forth, and it's admirable, but the actual process of dealing with it is incredibly convoluted.
Dr. Slavesky says both sides engaged in populist politics during the campaign, but it can't quite be compared to the populist campaigns run by politicians during recent elections around the world.
There are different forms of populism, but I think it'll be hard to try and understand the Ukrainian situation within a broader analysis of the rise of, say, populism as represented by the far right in Europe or the United States. My sense is that it's a more unique situation that's deeply local, in the sense that, you know, 5 years of failed expectations from the Maidan Revolution have really cost Poroshenko and cost whatever little faith the new political establishment had among the populace.
So how can Ukraine's newest servant of the people fare when dealing with their neighbour Russia? Dr. Slavesky notes Mr. Zelensky may have a different attitude to Russia when compared to his predecessor.
Well, it's funny because the Russians, I'm not exactly sure they knew how to deal with Zelensky. If you've sort of watched the Russian news and you've listened to Russian political commentary, they've treated him very much as a clown. And they've used his campaign and now his victory to demonstrate the sort of paltry, funny state of Ukrainian politics in comparison to their own. But it's interesting, Poroshenko was intensely anti-Russian. I mean, much of his candidacy was run on continuing, you know, finding a successful conclusion of the war against Russia and so forth. But Zelensky is a little bit different. He's talked more about finding peace in the Donbass. He speaks Russian and Ukrainian to his constituents, not just Ukrainian as Poroshenko did.
And that was Kevin Suarez with that story.